The following is a production of OurHeroComic.com. Not your, not my, but OurHeroComic.com. For some of your entertainment needs. Not all. We're not fucking crazy. You can go other places, okay? You can do something else. We're not megalomaniacs. Go do another thing after you listen to this or watch this. You know, it's like tennis or some shit.
So let's like,
continue. Oh, right.
Let's continue that.
Keep talking about serious subjects, and Dan just and is like, oh, yeah, so kind of like a can of tuna. And you're like, what?
Let's do that, and then we'll find you. Yeah, so I just think that it's tough talking. I have a hard time trying to talk to people who are sick. I think I have a problem, you know, knowing what to say, because it's so dramatic when someone is really sick.
You're really trying to filter through to them.
You're doing it again. You're doing the thing where you want to talk about air fresheners when I want to talk about serious stuff.
No, you're just trying to permeate people.
Tell me they're suffering from something, and I don't know what to say. And so what are you going to respond to that?
It's really a filling type of scent is what you're going for, right? Something honey fresh.
Okay, I want to talk about two things. One, that's not what we're talking about. Two, there are no honey scent. Like, honey isn't a scent. On the real here. Honey is not a scent you get.
Sweet honey.
Oh, Kyle's here!
Hey, I just wanted to let you know
that
I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Sorry. And then if you ever want to like talk about serious subjects, I'm not going to get in your way by talking about the lovely lavender-scented air fresheners that exist.
You're doing it now. You're doing it now. It's a thing here.
I hear that at Target, that's what they're on sale for.
Seriously, wait, hold on. Let's break the bit a little. You can't buy honey as a flavor for air fresheners.
Oh, no, there's definitely a honey glaze plug-in.
No, there isn't. Like no, there fucking isn't.
There's a honey something.
There's
a honey.
Okay, Yankee Candle. But that's like saying like, oh, that's
They
not
might call it honeysuckle, but it's pictures that's of like bees. I know, no, but it's still pictures
of
bees
eat,
and
like
honey.
Honeysuckles when you were a kid?
Don't you die?
What?
No. I think you die from eating honey.
No, you just eat like the like little stem part.
I thought you die.
I mean, also,
I don't know.
Maybe I'm actually, this is why I'm gay.
It's because you ate all the honeysuckles. I knew it.
I knew it
all along. It wasn't nurture versus nature. It happens to be both. It happens to be from nature. You ate too many honeysuckles.
Exactly.
That's what they meant.
That's what it is.
Is it nurture? Is it nature? It is from nature. It's if you eat all the honeysuckles.
It was outside of church, too. So that kind of, you know, maybe it's like the forbidden thing,
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to church, everybody. Again, no one eat the honeysuckles. It's not a sin to eat the honeysuckles, but you will become gay, which is
a sin.
So don't eat the honeysuckles.
I wouldn't say.
I don't want to say.
Might turn into a different
sexuality. Why do we plant it outside? I don't know.
That's a lot. You're thinking about getting abortions. We don't have.
Also, don't eat the honeysuckles. I want to say, I don't want to flash any cards in terms of what people do and what they believe on the show. You definitely haven't been to church for a while. If your perception of church was, welcome to church.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to church. Well, you're not at home because you are in church right now.
Welcome to church. Half off appetizers for the next hour.
Your table is over here, sir.
Welcome to church. We'll seat you momentarily.
Oh my God, I drooled a little.
Oh, just the wait
welcome
is about
to church,
15
motherfucker.
The wait is 15 minutes.
The wait is
stand over there. We only have two items for you today: the communion wafer or a glass of wine.
Hey, I'm here for church. Okay, I'll buzz you in.
Oh my God. Our specials today are communion or honey encrusted salmon.
Or,
hold on, I want that. Oh, no one wants it. No one wants salmon. Just communion.
Just the communion wafer. Okay. Hot and fresh, right out of the oven for you. God's body.
Communion, yes. Body of Christ. Communion, body of Christ. Communion, kosher meal.
We don't
Zing.
Serve.
We don't serve.
Oh, pew.
Hello? What's the deal? What do you got?
Is there anything else?
Built the fish.
Are these church-based and airline food-based jokes working for anyone? No, because they don't serve food on airlines anymore. Hey, welcome to Wait, Don't Fuck Me. Let's play our flagship game. I've got a great one. Let's drag
Wait,
in the
theme song.
Do they
know
song.
That the Kyle that's here is
Kyle's
the Kyle
back.
That's back?
Let me ask you a question. Let me tell you something. Dan was like, well, Kyle's coming back? And I was like, yeah, because I don't give a fuck, because I like talking to Kyle. because I like talking to Kyle, so I'm bringing it back. I don't give a shit. It's our show.
I mean, also, Dan, you was, like, left.
Yeah, but I have to go around my neighborhood.
I did also run out.
Yeah.
Give pictures of Kyle out to people and be like, it's okay if he's here. It's okay if he's here.
Wait,
so.
Oh. Wait, oh, shit.
What? That's what you're supposed to do, right?
No, when the guests come
yeah.
to your house?
Like, you're supposed
you
to.
You announce them to the neighborhood.
So everyone no. knows what I look like.
Yeah, so no one gets spooked.
They might, like.
That might be.
Might think we're like a gay couple if you do that. Like, are you? Why are you gonna hand out random pictures of
don't
a dude?
Talk about that. A no, lot of people the, already the, think I me mean, and Dan are a couple.
We're not.
That's a big. Sometimes me and Dan will be someplace and we'll be like, just sit on the other side of the room with me, so people don't think this is a sex thing.
Okay? We're gonna be at this place, but we're gonna be on different ends, and maybe we'll check in. Every 5 minutes.
But that's me and Dan went to a show where there were seven people.
You should definitely go to play. Like, you should go to restaurants, have fake proposals, and maybe you can get shit for free out of that. Like, that's.
Oh, man. We could lean into it.
Especially because it's a gay thing.
Yeah.
Like, people would be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Especially in New York City. Like, come on.
You guys.
Don't you? I have this urge sometimes to, like, say I'm gay.
You have urges?
I have these urges. Let me tell you about my gay urges.
All right. No.
I have this urge sometimes to tell people, like, if I hear someone say something hateful, I always have this urge to, like, say I'm that group.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm like, I'm gay. You want to fight? Like, yeah, this is all the time.
No, definitely.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm black. I'll kill you.
Yeah, right. Well, that's, like, the one thing you can't do. Be like, yeah, I have a problem with black. Well, I'm black. Are you? Well... No, but I have friends that shit.
No, you gotta,
I'm a human.
Nope, Kyle, you gotta double down in that situation and really.
Well, you could have, like, what is it, alopecia?
Not alopecia. You can be black and have alopecia. I believe you mean vitiligo.
Oh shit. Yeah.
It's definitely not alopecia.
I tried. All right.
Hey, guess who's uncomfortable talking about what color black people are?
God,
Michael.
Death threats send them to.
I can't have any of my POC friends listen to this at all ever.
Please, please forward any death threats.
All your friends are in the POC.
I hate you.
Please,
I gotta go home.
Please
right now.
Forward. Please forward all race death threats to at Truth. Cigarette ads. Please forward anything you want
or
to
the
those.
Trump campaign. I mean, those are already going there anyway.
No, don't bother an honest, hardworking man. Bother the fucking propaganda slingers over at truth.org.
So
here we go. Let's play our flagship game, Dragon the Theme Song.
Coming to you live from the Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me Tavern, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me with Mike Valick and Dan Kane.
I'll go
first.
So here's how we play Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me. Kyle's an old hat. The
hat?
He's old. This is old hat. To
are me. You like calling me a slut?
I'm calling you
I
a
mean,
worn
you're
out
not...
slut hat.
Okay.
And
yep.
So
that's fair.
He's calling you a pork pie.
A what?
It's a type of hat.
What does it do?
Just a hat.
Okay, flagship.
It's the round hat.
Flagship game.
Here's why I love Kyle on the show. Kyle hears your stupid shit and he's like, stop it. Just move on.
That was really kind of.
This just in. Mike likes it when other people are
beating
me.
No,
because Dan was great.
Because what I love about it is not that you're dismissing Dan, is that you're like, stop it, everyone. Can we just focus?
Stop it, everyone. I mean, Dan. Stop it, everyone.
Stop it, Dan and Mike, in our whole stupid dynamic.
Okay, I'm not saying your name at all. Listen, I love you.
I hear it in
Dan,
my head.
Dan, we love you.
Never mind.
We
I said
think,
too much.
We think the world of you. We think you the continent of you. I think one moon of you. Pick a moon. I'll think that of you.
Moon is bigger than continent, so I'm into
which
it.
Continent? Which moon? What? Here we go.
That's not how that works.
The game goes like this. Well, we are going to talk about something that we're very interested in. We genuinely want to talk about this, but we wouldn't talk about it on a first date situation for fear of sexually repelling the other person.
At the moment you feel sexually repelled, you're going to say buzz. Or we'll say buzz if it's...
Well,
anyone
say
buzz.
Home.
People back home say buzz.
I've basically been like winning this though with you two.
Yeah, you have really been winning.
You've been good.
Like,
you've been on
but
point.
To be honest, it's reverse golf. If you're winning, you're losing.
True.
If you, more points is worse.
Well,
less points is more. Okay. Around the corner, around the way, your friendly neighborhood.
It might be confusing because Mike does not treat the game like that. But yeah.
I also cheat. I also don't know math.
He cheats. He cheats to lose.
So shocking! Oh my god!
Yeah, apparently I'm not good at numbers. Who would have suspected?
Shocking.
I didn't pay any attention in school, like obstinately so.
So
you know when you're
apparently
like,
not on the what's the obstinate mean day.
Yeah. Obstinance is the only protection against STD. Okay. So here we go. Boo. I think the Pledge of Allegiance, speaking of school, is the fucking creepiest thing we do anywhere.
Definitely.
Have you ever been in a situation where people start to do the Pledge of Allegiance and you're like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on here?
Every time it happens now. Every fucking time it happens.
I think about being in school and the Pledge of Allegiance going on and I'm like, that's the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Right. Yeah, it's Creepstown, Illinois.
I feel like there's people there that take it really seriously, though. That's what I think bring it up buzz-wise, is I feel like most people are like, yeah, that's weird, especially the way we do it, Heavenly Father, our kingdom come. Like, the way everyone,
bring back
the candor,
church angle in here.
The candor everyone does it, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah. Well, also because we used to say, under God in it.
Which was added to it. That wasn't in the original Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, yeah, and then when people were fighting...
Get rid of the under God thing, I still find it creepy.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying, but when people wanted to take it out, everyone was, so up in arms against it. And it's it doesn't...
But it wasn't in the original, is the whole thing.
Right, exactly.
Anyone, it's a reboot.
It's just altogether.
Yo, we like the reboot, okay? We don't need to go back to the original.
Kids aren't gonna watch
Evangelion 1.0 was a lot better than Evangelion.
I was gonna go Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Kyle, just to get the broad audience.
Okay, but
you went so deep that you lost everyone except us.
Look at my shirt. Do you think that? Do you think I'm here?
Listeners, look at his shirt.
I want to say this. I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out.
He's not coming out.
Not coming out. Point two, I'm not coming out against for or against the under God thing. I think that's a very complicated issue. I'm saying without it, the droning of it, worshiping a flag, the whole thing, the idea that people take it seriously, that if you were to make a joke during the Pledge of Allegiance, someone would get angry. It's the same with when
well,
you hear about it.
Well, you get sent to the principal's office if you didn't do it or whatever.
Yeah. What is he going to do? Okay, call the president. What can you do? And it's the same with
Barack Obama be like, no, that's cool.
Yankees games when people they don't stand for the national anthem. It's a song. It has nothing to do with my freedom.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'm not being happy about it.
Well, what if they played that Janis Joplin tune?
I'm up on my feet.
Freedom. What's the name of the actual song? But it's the one where she goes, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
That's Spread your tiny thing. Wings and fly away?
Is that what it's called?
I don't
know. No, that's a different song.
People
didn't
start using long names until Panic at the Disco and those bands came when it was, 18 years long for a fucking song.
Haven't got through the title of that one song.
I have to remember the movie of this British movie I saw, and it was the most... Oh, it's a Cugh Grant movie. The Woman Who Went Up on the Hill. It's too long a title, and just so very, very British.
Sounds also, it's also like Japanese anime sometimes, when it's just super duper ridiculously... the flower... We still don't know the name of the flower we saw that day. It's like... Oh my god! Just why?
We get it. You're going through emotions.
You're
I think for the people here at this table, I think this is why it's a good one, and I'm not cheating at the game. You could have easily been weirdly patriotic and been like, no,
you have to stand during
the national anthem and God Bless America and some Jimi Hendrix songs. You know? that's America. You stand, boy.
Bram, bram, bram.
No, and I know that's completely fine. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
I stand during all Jimi Hendrix songs.
I mean, I just stand in general.
I just stand. I know how to stand. I pledge allegiance, and the hand on the heart thing, it's creepy.
Should I just buzz you for the integrity of the patriotic integrity of the show?
Well, because that's the thing that he's arguing.
Dissenting opinion?
He's trying to censor you.
Buzz for America.
This is the free media.
I'm going to buzz you just for America.
I pledge allegiance. Can we all... But seriously, everyone knows that was a joke. Can we do the Pledge of Allegiance right now? And I am doing it as a bit. This is the bit. But can we actually do it so people realize fucking how creepy it is?
I mean, you can.
All right, I'll do it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. We all know it! Wait, can I say that too? Like, yeah. You know it! That's weird!
It's ingrained in our brains at a young age.
It's really crazy. Like,
I knew all the prayers too.
I know, like, the periodic table.
Here's the most political I'll ever get. I know it from now.
I could get through. I'm trying to make an example.
Hydrogen?
I know. I mean, like,
I know hydrogen.
Helium.
Got it.
Einsteinium.
Now you're jumping to
one. All right, we're already done.
Water.
Nope.
That's not paint. Paint.
Earth.
Trees.
Air.
Fire. Wind. Heart. Captain Planet. Voltron.
I was going for Avatar, but all right. I see where we are.
We have to go mainstream with our references.
Okay.
Wider audience.
Paper towels.
Paper towels. That's another element.
Bounty.
I think we have almost all of them. I think we're forgetting one.
Listen, I can make...
What's the one everyone...
Netflix.
Everyone misses it.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Porygon!
Porygon.
There we go. We got 150 elements. I gave that one for you, Kyle.
151 elements.
Well, we can have that debate later.
Oh, my God.
So it's...
This is just an anime podcast now.
Welcome to Anime Roundup.
We do have to make that.
It's just an anime podcast with severe ADD. We start talking about dating apps sometimes.
Okay, well then let's bring it back.
They are one in the same. everyone has. Can I? So I did good. I didn't cheat. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Going on a date and being like, Odes to America.
Here, I'll push it over the edge. I'll say the other weird opinion. I often will bring up the Pledge of Allegiance when people bring up indoctrination.
You're not allowed to say often like that too close to Pledge of Allegiance.
I often, as an American, bring up the Pledge of Allegiance. When people talk about indoctrinated countries. Fix it first. There's a cat that wants to do things. We can have a moment and talk about the cat.
We can have a moment.
And I can wait for Dan to come back to the mic.
I will
often bring up that Pledge of Allegiance when people talk about indoctrinated countries like North Korea or like anyone stuck in something. And I'll be like,
Hey. I mean, that's a good point.
Like, I'm not siding with them, but...
No,
like the Pledge of Allegiance is just as creepy as anything.
Yeah, people need to understand that there's things that America does that's like, we're not perfect.
It's not really great. Yeah, that's a really weird one. I don't care about a flag. The flag is a symbol. I like people who like they drop the flag and they piss themselves. I'm like, it's a flag.
Yeah.
We're not getting rid of America because you dropped the flag.
You're supposed to burn it if you drop it.
I'm not doing that. What kind of wasteful son of a bitch burns a flag? You dropped it. Now it's not holy. It's not a virgin. Burn the flag. So stupid. That sort of patriotism weirds me out.
Now we're buzzing.
Yeah. I knew it would push us over the edge if I did that.
Or just like the flag where like, okay. We get it.
Dan?
Oh, shit.
That's okay. Make lots of noise. No, it doesn't matter. Just throw some pots and fucking pans around, Kyle. What the hell do I care about the audio quality of the show? Go ahead, Dan.
I find that a lot of when you use stuff, and, like, this is going to be obvious, so please just let me get through the obvious part of it.
All right.
There's wear and tear, you know?
Okay.
And so you got to keep up on maintaining the things that you have and use
upkeep
often.
Even.
Yeah, upkeep. A big, important thing. But then the problem is that you have to go to, like, 15,000 places sometimes for the upkeep of these things.
Oh, I'm not going to buzz you at all. Okay. Yeah.
No, I get that.
Because not one place has the best of everything for that thing, unless you live in one of those weird places where it's just like you have the perfect store. But the perfect store, I don't think exists anymore.
It doesn't exist. No, you're right.
So
in theory, my dream is the Walmart thing. This is why, in theory, the Walmart is the best idea ever because it's like one-stop shopping.
Right.
But it just doesn't work out.
Well, no.
Yeah, because they make cuts so they can be that, and so then therefore you're not getting the best of anything at Walmart except for kid guns.
When I went into
best kid guns on the market right now.
They got little ones? Little kid guns? Now, are they for shooting kids? Or are they for kids to shoot bigger things?
That is a good...
Both.
Because I feel like kids
you could use one to shoot a kid.
Cheap out on bullets.
You give them to kids to shoot bigger things, but they end up just shooting other kids
right,
with them.
Right, police themselves. Yeah. Of course. That's how I would do it.
Yeah,
create a new society.
I would... Oh, man.
Children of the Corn.
If I was a sheriff, I would deputize the cutest kid in town every year, just as a joke. Make them come on raids. little fat cheek kids, and it's just all hard cops, and we're all like, we've got to go in there. This son of a bitch is going to be naked women, and he's got heroin everywhere. You got your gas mask on, and kid's like, oh, what's going on? Like, does anyone see my yo-yo? Oh, it's adorable. God. We leave him outside, but it's still funny.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so I agree with
you. All right, Ralph, are you ready for this shit?
Let's do it! This guy's like taking amphetamines, getting ready for the raid.
It's like dying.
Silent and quick. Efficiency. Let's do this.
Shh, don't bring up the fact that probably SWAT guys take steroids. Anyway, no way they don't. fucking people would piss themselves if we ever did that with like special forces guys.
Who's the small one?
Oh, okay, I got him. Boom.
Welcome to our show where we pitch the movie of green screening in tiny kids into every war movie. Saving Private Ryan, just a kid.
What's the bet on these days?
What's that, Captain?
What's the bet up to these days about what I used to do before the war?
Grab your heels and sock your cocks and cock your... kiss your ass goodbye.
He used to go to work like my dad.
I'm a big boy.
I went
Although, too true about World War II, let's be honest.
Oh,
a lot
God.
Of kids actually Dan, in that
Dan, can I just
drummer
let you know,
boys.
I know, but we
no.
We really
back in the Revolutionary War.
We
boys.
Cannot make fun of the national anthem and talk about negatively about World War II in the same episode. Can we please try?
I think we needed those little
Listen,
kids in that
I've
war.
Said it before. I don't want to. I
have to go. My mom's calling.
I have to go. Bye. I have to go. Kyle's mom is calling me.
Yeah, she really is like...
Kyle's nice. Mom's sending kids to World War II, so we got to get over.
Stop. I will say...
Not in 10 years.
I'm playing
right.
producer.
She's quit.
I went to a real... I want to say... I am not making fun of the Greatest Generation. They invented stock car racing. Said it before, say it again. I went to a real computer store the other day, and it was such a relief. When you... Like the thing is that... Like, I have a policy, and I'll put brand names out there. I don't talk to anyone at Best Buy. I pretend those people aren't there. I treat them lower than trash. If someone tries to tell me a thing about a computer at Best Buy,
I'm
like...
What project are you working on?
Yeah. I'm like, you don't know fucking
thing. I know more than
like,
you.
Like, don't talk to them.
It's like
honestly,
a Ron Swanson, yeah.
Best Buy's the only store I do it at. Because they really don't give a shit about who they employ. They really don't anymore. And so I'm like, people try and talk to me about tech, and I'm like, you don't know. You just don't know. And
I
so,
was trying to tell my mom that no one at Best Buy knows anything.
It's yeah. a
Maybe
waste
one
of your time.
Guy.
So
all they're trying
to
do
real...
is make you buy more plan shit for your iPhone. Yeah. And they're like, please, you need protection for this. I'm like, I'll just buy a good case.
No,
thank
I'm
you.
Just looking for a cable to sync up yeah. my audio. Okay, so if you upgrade
hey, do you
your
guys
iPhone.
Carry the latest Dragon Age game? Yeah, so you want a new iPhone plan?
Let me give you a warranty. Here's what you do. Here's what you charge them. They offer you a warranty. Oh, how do you fix an iPhone when it breaks? They're like, those guys don't even know how to open up an iPhone, so their brains would explode. They just send you a new one, right? No, they don't. You
well, like,
don't
and then
dick.
What's the point of like Geek Squad if like it's Best Buy?
There's no point to Geek
I know.
Squad.
It's like,
as far as I can tell, Geek Squad has 2 points. One, when you buy an air conditioner, the Geek Squad guy gets it out from the back. Two, okay. Two, Geek Squad does have a machine that they'll do hard drive extraction, which is they don't. To have to really know too much to do it, but it's a very cool device which will steal, take the information from a broken hard drive. Costs a lot of money
okay.
to do.
Okay.
It was such a relief to go to a real computer store and talk to someone who knew what they were fucking talking about. Oh my God. It was amazing.
So I didn't get buzzed, but that would be a really bad thing to bring up on
a date.
I mean,
would it though?
If you're I'm just actually, like... I actually don't think so, yeah.
I mean, because if you phrase
Isn't
it...
life hard?
No, I.
Let's fuck.
Well,
no, first
if
of
you're
all,
trying to do, if you're trying to pick up someone with that line, then buzz, yeah. But yeah, like,
you, were you
they're
also
picked up. We're on
a
date.
Werebear from?
Well, but if you're already
Dragons.
On a date, if you're
I
trying to like make conversation, if you were like, yeah, so you know what's really frustrating? The fact that like there's you have to go to 18 different stores to fix one piece of equipment. I'd be like, holy shit, I feel that, and then we could talk about it for like 20 minutes.
I have to say, though, later on in relationships, helping each other with errands becomes a
right.
thing. So, like, that's good to air out yeah. in the beginning, your errand level. Someone with Someone with a honestly.
Aaron level nuts.
I have a big Aaron level. I have a big Aaron level. There's a lot of things to throw away. Pretty much vacuums like dying in front of me. That's a big thing now. Like, I have these. It's like General Hospital.
I shall not clean up this mess. I shall kill myself on queen and country.
A lot of vacuum seppuku.
I have dishonored you. This piece of penny cannot go into my mouth. I shall kill myself. No! Please don't. I'll pick up the penny. No, I have dishonored you. Please. Aquarium filter, be my second.
I took too much of your money. I must go. No, it's fine. Really, you can keep it.
I, as aquarium filter, will cut your head off in case you commit seppuku. I am your second. Drink this plum wine slowly. Two sips is too fast. Three is too slow.
In this version, you are holding a vacuum over a thing of plum wine, just like, no, don't drink it.
What's your roommate walking
on? No, why are you doing this?
My house is sort of like Pee-wee's Playhouse. If Pee-wee's Playhouse never went well.
So a lot of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
We never talk about fan theories on the show, but I am certain Pee-wee is a lost pharaoh in his tomb. Watch the show. Look for the subtext. It works completely.
It does make sense when they're playing the only other, well, just like the female human character in that, right? What's her name?
Jambi. He gets visited by spirits. He has all of his things are alive. They have sentience. He's a pharaoh. He's buried in a tomb. And there's a sphinx at the beginning of it.
Oh. There is a sphinx in the beginning.
Boom, swish, spread your tiny wings and learn to fly.
Okay, no, that's
weird. Oh, we should do
but that's weird.
All of it was weird.
Yeah, that is actually
that's weird. The other thing this show's turning into is conspiracy theories about other TV shows.
Well, hey, you know
and
what?
And I'll tell you this fucking shit, too.
They should just hire us at Bleep Out the Next Thing I Say. Crack.com. Bleep it.
What? But why did you give me that work? I don't want to work for them.
Oh, cut it off.
Why would you want to work for them?
I make good stuff.
I have no idea. Kyle, make us not want to sleep with you.
Oh. Well, that's easy.
That old Barry White tune.
Just take off my shirt. No.
Kyle.
I'm joking. It was
don't
a joke.
Say that.
No, it was a joke.
Well, I left the last time because I didn't have six-pack abs. So that's why I was so embarrassed the last episode you're on. I left and I got some from the store. I ran out.
I mean, being a gay man, trust me, that probably would be a thing that some gay man would do to you because we're shitty. Anyways.
Bruce talks about that a lot.
Oh my God.
The weird body image stuff.
Oh my God. I need to meet Bruce then.
You need to meet Bruce. You love Bruce. He was like, when we brought it up on the show, he was talking about this idea of like the fit gay man, and he was like, he like almost lost his shit.
Dude, I'm trying to keep it in right now, not to make that my thing to be like, let's talk about this.
It's like a crazy thing. Like, and there's this weird stereotype too that like, oh, gay people are in shape. Like, it's a weird thing.
Well, I mean,
and no one's in shape. Right? You're all
that's
gross.
That's like a thing of it.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about it is that, like, someone pointed out to me, is like, if you ever look at gay porn, it's literally
go on
white men.
Yes.
With like abs, pecs, muscles, like really great thighs, all this shit, and it's like they're playing like everyday roles where it's like, trust me, I have had enough sexual encounters with men to know that that's like literally like maybe 1% of the male population.
That actually have
like all of that.
Yeah.
And even then, like the people that I have had sexual encounters who are that muscular talk about how they're like still want to get bigger or still want to do more. Or they're like, oh, but like I don't have abs, but I have like muscles. Like there was a dude who could like literally squat my weight and I'm like 200 pounds. And I'm just like, well, why do you like? Why does that matter? Like you could
because of strength, Kyle. Can you not see the importance of strength? I cannot squat 200 pounds. Please, vacuum cleaner, be my second and cut my head off.
I don't know.
It is like anime. You're right.
Oh my God. Anyway,
next time on Gay Sex Z,
I will get stronger.
Gay Sex 3.0. You cannot advance.
Gay Sex GT. Geez. The black balls.
Gay Sex that hack.
Joke just for you, Kyle. It's a very in anime joke. You're welcome.
Again, I have to leave. My mom.
I'm sorry.
Me.
This has gotten too. What's it? Stupid and gross.
It's gotten too risque. I don't like talking about sex. So.
Can I? That's a weird gay stereotype too. I know there's a great movie about it, but I gotta say, I just love like a lisp is. If you don't have a genuine speech impediment, talking with a speech impediment is a lot of fun. Like pretty much any speech affect, like the Donald Duck thing, or talking when you spit, or the Jack Lemmon, like I wet my whistle for it. you know, having an S that whistles.
Oh, but like the creepy dude on Squirrels.
How many squirrels? I love it. And that's just fun to do.
Like a really raspy voice.
I've done this character before. Wow. It's the jazz guy that knows nothing. So ask me about jazz back in the 1920s.
So tell me, what was it like the music scene like for jazz in the 1920s? What was it like?
Now, we had these things I'd never seen. I grew up in the countryside. See? And we went to these clubs and they had chairs. And I said, what is a chair? I've only seen my saxophone. Oh, no, saxophones weren't invented yet.
My favorite voice to do is like the chocolate lady voice from SpongeBob. The
chocolate.
Or like my friends and I have come up with a thing of like this woman who smokes a machete, which is,
you take a carton of cigarettes. Or two, if you're feeling frisky like I am. And you wrap it together with a rubber band. You light it all at once. And you just... Yeah, use it. And you hold it. And then you just... it's amazing. Thank you. This has been a TED Talk on how to smoke a fucking shitload.
The following was an OurHeroComic.com production. Not your, not my, but our hero comic. Now go play some fucking tennis.